Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. Are you dealing with emotions? Do you know anyone who is dealing with their emotions right now or has in the past? Well, I have something for you that you might just be excited about. Today, I'm so excited and happy and blessed to announce that my book, DWE, Dealing with Emotions, is dropping on May 23rd, 2023. To God be all the glory. My God, this has been a long journey, and I've kept this secret and been working on this for a long time. So I'm so grateful that it's finally here, and to God be all the glory, because I know it ain't nothing but the grace and the mercy of the Lord that this is here. And this book has been something that has really touched me, healed me, and helped me to navigate through my own emotions. When I first started this journey of writing, it was just simply me expressing my feelings to the Lord and how God guided me through it. You know, just spending that time with God and understanding certain circumstances and situations in my life. And then it became something more by the end, and I realized like this was a gem that needed to be released. But regardless of all that, it's all God, and I'm thankful that it's here, and I'm just excited to share this with you, because this is really a piece of my mind and heart and even a little bit of my soul. But I don't mean that in no weird selling soul way, but I just strictly mean like this is just my life poured out into a little small offering, and I'm just really proud of it. But this book, Dealing with Emotions, is just that. It's about understanding, processing our emotions in a more healthy way. We all go through things in our day-to-day walks, especially if you're a child of God. You already know the ups and downs of this journey, but with Christ, we can get through anything, and that's what this book is about. And many of us have dealt with the unspeakable in our lives, and these emotions can sometimes leave us to the left field, but because of God and His grace and His mercy, you know, we're always kept with His right hand of righteousness. So I want to read off the back of the book just to give you guys a little bit of what the book is about. So the back reads, "We are not defined by our emotions, feelings, or even our thoughts. We are simply the awareness of it all." And then the lower part of the book reads, "When emotions, feelings, and thoughts emerge, they present us with the opportunity to heal and shift our perspective. Have you ever asked your conscious, unconscious, or even your subconscious to release negative patterns? Our minds are powerful tools gifted to us by the Creator. The mind can be a great helper or a great obstacle when processing our emotions. In this book, we will learn how to deal with our emotions, explore our inner worlds, and connect with Christ on a different level. Mind over matter. The mind in harmony with the heart can significantly impact our lives for the better. Love and imagination can recreate all that we feel, think, and experience." So that's just what the back reads, but this book is a journey, honestly, and there's a lot of gems and tools in here that you can use to better, you know, your emotional intelligence on this journey, because God knows the future is unpredictable. Things emerge on our journeys that can often leave us defeated or feeling like emotional wrecks, right? And when we have a chance to sit and process our emotions and understand why we feel what we feel, we can easily move forward. And that's the point of this book, is it's just a little bit of love, a little bit of light for all those who have been dealing with their emotions for long periods of time, or even just recently. You know, in this book I share how to overcome traumas and breakups and deaths, you know, because those things can really leave you in a place of darkness. And this is all this is. It's just saying like there's light at the end of the tunnel, and you can always move forward, because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And that's just the truth. And I talk about a lot of different situations, because God knows I've been through a lot of my life, and I know that you guys have too. So this is just a little offering of help and of light to help anyone who is struggling with their emotions, or even just wanting to know, see another perspective on how to deal with emotions. So this book will be available May 23rd. this year. Super excited. So that's really soon. And I want to read also a quote from the book. Well, not really a quote, but a scripture from the book, Isaiah 54:10, as a way to close this out, because it's just powerful scripture. But it reads, "For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." Isaiah 54:10. This is powerful because God is letting us know, Christ is letting us know that the mountains, the hills will be removed. That's the problems, the stuff that we deal with that sometimes seems so big to us, right? God is letting us know that they will be removed at some point, but God's kindness, his mercy, his love shall never depart from thee, and neither will his covenant, his promise of peace be removed. So if you keep that in your heart, and you know, keep that in the back of your mind, to know that even when you're going through something unspeakable, something so big that you feel like no one understands, God understands. He's there, and he already has a plan on how he's going to take care of that thing. So as long as you trust in the Lord and know that God got you, it'll be easy to deal with these emotions when they come, because you know that you can put your trust in the Lord as your rock. But with that being said, that's the end of this podcast. I know it was really quick. It was mainly just an announcement. And the book will be available internationally, in stores and also online. I will link some of the places you can pre-order the book if you're interested in that, or where you can purchase it when the time comes. It'll be available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and pretty much any bookstore possible. So excited to announce that. And a little fun thing, the book is being promoted by TBN. Trilogy is the publishing company. And so you'll be able to see the book on television, I believe on Hillsong Praise Channel. I believe that's the channel, but the book will also be available on there. So if you want to see something fun or cool about the book, you can catch it on television. That's so crazy to say, but to God be the glory. I'm just excited, guys. I'm just excited and internally blessed, because God knows I say it internally. Okay. Blessed, because this is an inside thing, and I know it ain't nothing but the Lord. But thank you guys so much for your support. If you are interested in this book, please purchase it and share it. You know, even if you don't purchase it or read it, share it, because somebody can always benefit from learning how to process their emotions more healthy. And God knows, if we all just learn how to deal with our own emotions a little bit here and there, we'll be kinder to the next man. We'll give a little grace and mercy to the next man, and the world will be a better place. You know what I'm saying? So get into this book. God bless you guys. I love you guys, and have a beautiful, blessed day.